A successful surgeon spends years mastering technique, yet loses everything within months of trading. A brilliant economist with multiple degrees can't sustain profitability. Meanwhile, someone with modest education but exceptional emotional control builds consistent wealth. This paradox reveals trading's uncomfortable truth. The market doesn't reward intelligence or hard work, it rewards psychological mastery. Success in trading demands something far more difficult than learning patterns or studying charts. It requires confronting the most challenging opponent you'll ever face, yourself. The trading screen becomes a mirror, reflecting every fear, every limiting belief, every unresolved emotional wound you carry. Trading demolishes everything we've learned about success. Throughout life, we're taught a simple equation: effort equals reward. Study hard, earn good grades. Work diligently, receive promotions. Plant seeds, harvest crops. This cause and effect relationship forms the foundation of our belief system about achievement. Then you enter the markets, and this foundation crumbles. You might research a company for weeks, analyze every financial metric, time your entry perfectly, and still lose money. The next day, acting on a casual observation, you profit handsomely in minutes. This creates profound internal conflict. When windfall profits arrive with minimal effort, guilt surfaces. Deep down, you don't feel you deserve money without proportional struggle. Perhaps you earn more in an hour than your parents made in a month. This violates internalized beliefs about worthiness and compensation. So unconsciously, you return those profits through self-sabotage, overtrading, ignoring stop losses, or taking reckless positions. Markets present perpetual motion without structure. Your education taught you patterns repeat, but markets shift without warning. Yesterday's winning strategy becomes today's ruin. You cannot control this environment, not with account size or sophisticated analysis. Even institutional investors with billions cannot consistently dictate market direction. This powerlessness terrifies us because we're conditioned to manipulate external conditions. The market doesn't negotiate. Success requires a fundamental shift. Adapt your internal perspective and respond to what's happening rather than what you think should happen. Markets operate with characteristics designed to trigger your worst impulses. First, the market is always right, not because it reflects true value, but because it represents collective belief among all active traders. Your credentials mean nothing unless you control enough volume to move prices. Second, it offers unlimited potential for both profit and loss. Unlike casinos with defined risk, trading provides no such certainty. This fuels dangerous fantasies, imagining unlimited wealth while filtering out contradictory information. In losing positions, you fantasize about reversals instead of confronting reality, remaining frozen as losses compound. Third, prices move perpetually with no defined beginning or ending. This transforms simple decisions into endless processes of determining how much is enough. Without personal rules creating structure, you'll drown in possibilities and generate devastating losses. The market flows like a river with almost no constraints. Unlike structured activities with defined rules, you decide everything. When to enter, with how much capital, whether to add or reduce, when to exit. This freedom overwhelms most people. They act impulsively, then create after-the-fact rationales, merely justifications for emotional decisions. Most traders don't plan their trades. They act spontaneously based on feelings, then construct elaborate explanations afterward to maintain the illusion of control. Your mental environment operates differently from physical reality. While your body experiences time linearly, your mind moves freely between past, present, and future. Memories aren't recorded chronologically, but stored as charges of energy with varying intensities. Significant experiences, whether traumatic losses or exhilarating wins, create high-energy memories easily recalled decades later with original emotional intensity. One devastating loss can haunt you for years, coloring every subsequent decision. Your experiences transform into electrical impulses, carrying positive or negative charges. Positively charged energy expands your thinking, promoting confidence and curiosity. Negatively charged energy generates fear, making you perceive the environment as threatening and restricting your choices to familiar patterns. After a significant loss, you might avoid similar setups entirely or trade the same pattern compulsively, trying to win back what you lost. Both responses stem from fear-based energy, preventing objective analysis. Your beliefs program your senses to select only information confirming what you already believe, creating closed loops where beliefs control perception, which guides actions, which create experiences reinforcing original beliefs. Imagine someone on a busy street corner giving away cash. Despite the offer, most people avoid him. Their beliefs that money is never free prevent them from perceiving reality. They see a scam rather than an opportunity. This same mechanism operates in trading. Fear fundamentally alters how you process information, narrowing perception to focus exclusively on perceived threats while manifesting the experiences you're trying to avoid. A trader holding a winning position, instead of managing the trade according to plan, lets fear of losing profits take over. They hyper-focus on any small contrary movement, a minor pullback, negative news, a single red candle. This fear creates the loss they were trying to avoid. They exit prematurely, then watch as the position continues moving favorably without them. This explains why traders cut profits short and let losses run, exactly opposite of successful trading principles. The emotional pain of watching profits evaporate overwhelms rational analysis. You exit winning trades too early, rationalizing, "At least I locked in some profit." Meanwhile, you hold losing trades hoping for reversals because admitting defeat feels unbearable. To prevent these perceptual blind spots, develop genuine self-trust by establishing clear trading rules and following them consistently. Your trading results depend on three interconnected skills: perception of opportunity, execution of trades, and accumulation of profits. Weakness in any area undermines overall performance. Your perception depends on insight into market behavior, recognizing patterns, understanding dynamics, and identifying high-probability setups. Developing this requires complete trading discipline and release from negative emotional energy. Maintain detailed journals, study market mechanics, and regularly review both wins and losses. Self-discipline naturally develops the self-trust essential for functioning without external constraints. Without discipline, you're at the mercy of unrestrained impulses. You can't understand market behavior more deeply than you understand your own behavior first. Your ability to execute depends on how much fear you generate. You fear not the market, but your inability to act appropriately without hesitation. This fear manifests as hesitation before entry, premature exits, moving stops, or failing to take valid setups. Overcoming this requires systematic exposure to trading situations while maintaining strict risk controls. Your ability to accumulate profits is primarily a function of self-valuation, the most important psychological component of success. Your self-valuation regulates how much money you'll allow yourself from the maximum potential available. This manifests in cutting winners too soon, inadequate position sizing, or sabotaging winning streaks. When you have a proven system and the discipline to follow it, you create an internal foundation of confidence that allows you to remain calm even in volatile conditions. The path to trading success follows a clear progression. First, focus on learning rather than making money. Treat trading capital as tuition for your development. Second, deal with losses properly. Before every trade, predefine what constitutes a loss and execute losing trades immediately. Eventually, you'll develop objectivity to recognize losers based on comprehensive market knowledge. Third, become an expert at one market behavior. Choose one simple trading system, identifying a pattern, and understand every aspect of its potential to produce profitable trades. Fourth, execute flawlessly by practicing with comfortable risk levels. Fifth, think in probabilities. Identify which trader group demonstrates the greatest market moving potential. Watch what the market tells you rather than focusing on what it's doing to you personally. Sixth, be objective. Operate from beliefs allowing anything to happen. When you accept this, market movements won't threaten you or cause information distortion. Seventh, monitor yourself constantly. Notice your thinking and what market information captures your attention. Ask if anything has to happen in a trade. Maintain the perspective of what is happening rather than what has to happen. If you perceive an opportunity but don't execute, either fear immobilized you or you're struggling with a belief system saying you don't deserve the money. Trading reveals your self-valuation through position sizing, risk management, and outcome handling. Each moment shows your developmental state and improvement areas. A losing trade provides data about your decision-making process, not just financial loss. Every should-have or could-have statement reveals illusion. If you truly could have done better with your knowledge and emotional state then, you would have. This acknowledgement gives your true starting point for learning. To increase success, systematically eliminate what doesn't support self-valuation: negative self-talk, limiting beliefs about money, destructive patterns. Greater self-confidence flows into improved decisions. This isn't mystical. Beliefs shape perceptions, which determine actions, which create results. The trading screen reflects who you are. The question isn't whether you can beat the market, it's whether you'll confront yourself honestly enough to master it. The greatest trade you'll ever make is investing in becoming the person capable of sustained success.